Backers of SB 7 say the bill would create jobs and boost California's economy. Democratic Senate Leader Toni Atkins of San Diego authored the bill. She said the bill will streamline the approval process for building dense housing near transit by shortening the environmental approval process for housing construction and changing zoning laws to favor more dense housing developments. The bill was part of the legislative Democrats' Building Opportunities for All housing package. Governor Newsom signed the bill at the proposed site of Google's Downtown West project. The project was approved in 2019 and put forward for expedited review under the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA. The new urban development is an example of what supporters of the law hope to achieve. It includes 7 million square feet of retail and office space, in addition to trails and open space. Governor Newsom said the law is an investment in the future of California and is a win for the state's environment, its economy, and its residents.
This bill is about the investment in the future of the state of California. This bill is about our comeback. This bill is about our renewal. This bill is about our grit, our tenacity. This bill represents the best of California. Our values are part and parcel of this package.
Senate President Pro Tem Toni Atkins said by cutting back on some of the red tape that new projects must navigate, SB 7 can help the state tackle its housing crisis sooner rather than later. It's an extension of AB 900. That law, passed in 2011, allowed for expedited review of multi-benefit housing, clean energy, and manufacturing projects under CEQA. Atkins said her bill extends the expedited review provisions through 2025.
This is the outgrowth of California's effective AB 900 program that ended in January, leaving a big question mark for a lot of vital projects like this one. Today, with SB 7 becoming law, we answer that question mark with some big exclamation points. More jobs, more business, more affordable housing.
The bill faced little opposition in the legislature. However, the city of Beverly Hills said the 15% affordable housing requirement was too low, and the Judicial Council of California said that the 270-day expedited review timeline was unrealistically short. Still, the bill breezed through the legislature with bipartisan support. For KPFA News, I'm Alyssa Martinet.